弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们刚才读的哥林多前书的第十三章是弟兄姐妹非常熟悉的经文。
The scripture that we have just read, that is the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, is a passage of scripture that we all are very familiar with.
大家都很喜欢这一段圣经，很多人都会背诵。
And we all like this passage. In fact, a lot of us can recite it.
这段圣经的内容很丰富。如果我们要听这段圣经的讲解啊，够你听一辈子。
The content of this passage is very rich, and if we are really going to understand or read all the commentaries about this passage, it probably is going to take us long time.
我们也都喜欢把其中的几节经文啊，当作歌词来唱，叫做《爱的真谛》。
And in fact, we will use a few verses and make it a song, and the name of that song is The Truth of Love.
人人都想得着爱。
Everyone longs for love.
弟兄姐妹也都在彼此鼓励啊，要活出爱。
And brothers and sisters are encouraged to live out love.
但我们对爱这个概念不一定有正确的认识。
But it doesn't always mean that we have the true understanding of love.
我们自己所拥有的爱也不一定很纯正。
And the love we possess may not be pure.
因此呢，我们要常常来读，反复来思想这一段圣经。
That's the reason that we need to ponder upon and read regularly this passage of scripture.
以便更清楚地认识从神而来的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So that we may know the depth of the love from God.
也好审查我们自己所拥有的爱是怎样的不纯不正。
And then we can examine our love whether it's perfect or not.
那在这一章圣经的前面，就是十二章的最后一节的经文这样说。
Before the scripture that we have just read, that is the last verse of the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 12.
你们要切切地求那更大的恩赐，我现今把最妙的道指示你们。
It says, but eagerly desire the greater gift, and now I will show you the most excellent way.
那使徒保罗把爱称为我们要切切求的更大的恩赐和最妙的道。
Apostle Paul mentioned to us, actually, love is the greatest gift that we should seek after.
那提到恩赐，弟兄姐妹很自然的会联想到啊。前面这个十二章所讲的属灵的恩赐。
When we talk about spiritual gifts, usually we will be linked to what is mentioned earlier in chapter 12 about the spiritual gift.
那在十二章的十一节，保罗说：“这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。”
Chapter 12, verse 11: All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines.
也就是说，我们每个人所得到的属灵的恩赐啊，不尽相同。有人有这样一些恩赐，有人有那样一些恩赐。
It means that the spiritual gift each one of us received may be different. One has this type of gift, but the other may have another type.
你如果没有属灵的恩赐啊，可以向神求，但神不一定会给你。
If you don't have a certain spiritual gift, you can pray to the Lord to ask for it, but the Lord may not grant us.
那因此呢，牧师传道人常常的会建议说，我们要按照自己所得的属灵的恩赐来服侍。
And usually, pastor would tell us that we should serve according to the spiritual gift that is given to us.
有人还设计出一些测试题来帮助我们确定自己有什么样的属灵恩赐。
And in fact, some people would design some questionnaires for us to see or to find what our spiritual gifts are.
那大体的意思就是，你如果没有这样的恩赐，就不适合做这样的服侍。
Roughly, it means that if you don't have certain type of spiritual gifts, perhaps you shouldn't serve in that area.
那因此，常常听到弟兄姐妹啊，有疑惑地问：爱是不是属灵的恩赐
？So a lot of times you would hear people would ask the question: Is love a spiritual gift?
那言下之意就是说，如果我没有得到爱的恩赐，就不需要用爱去服侍别人。
The underlying meaning is that if I don't have the spiritual gift of love, perhaps I don't need to be involved in it.
那我的理解就是，使徒保罗啊，在十二章所讲的属灵恩赐，是服侍教会所需要的一些特别的属灵的能力。
For my understanding, when Paul talked about spiritual gifts in chapter 12, it actually means the special spiritual gifts that you use in serving in the church.
那就像行义人做先知讲道，辨别诸灵，说方言，方言等等。
Just like spiritual gifts of performing miracles or speaking in tongues or things like that.
那在教会里面，我们要按照所得的不同的恩赐，专心地进行各种不同的服事。
We should use our spiritual gifts and concentrate on the things that we are serving.
那在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体。
So that all parts would join together as a body in Christ, and we can work towards the Lord.
那因此呢，保罗在十二章所说的属灵的恩赐的定义是比较狭义的。
And therefore, the definition of spiritual gifts in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians is a bit special.
那神也赐给我们人人都有份的恩赐，广义的称为神的恩赐。
And God also gives each of us a general spiritual gift.
那在传道书的三章十三节这样说，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。
In Ecclesiastic chapter 3 verse 13, it said that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God.
马太福音五章四十五节说，他叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。
In the book of Matthew, it says that God let the sun shine upon good people and bad people, whether he is a right person or unright person.
那这两节圣经讲的是神赐给普天下所有人的恩赐。不管人信主还是不信主都可以得到。
In these two verses, it mentions the gift of God to all people, whether they are believer in Christ or not.
在约翰福音的四章十节到耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你所说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你喝水。
In John 4:10, Jesus answered her,If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
那在罗马书的六章二十三节说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord.
那这两节圣经讲的虽然也是神给普天下人的恩赐，但只有信靠神的人才能够得到，就是生命的活水或基督里的永生。
In these two verses, he mentions some gift that is general and is given to general people, but actually it's only for people who accepted Christ as their Savior. Then the gifts are like the living water and also eternal life.
爱是神的恩赐。
Love is a gift from God.
因为在使徒约翰告诉我们说，在约翰一书四章七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Apostle John told us in 1 John chapter 4 verse 7, Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has beenborn of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
爱是从神来的，说明是神的恩赐。
Love is from God, so it explains that it's really a gift from the Lord.
那有没有爱心在这里被当成认不认识神的判别标准？因此呢，爱是神赐给认识神的人的恩赐。
In fact,to have love or not is really a standard of whether you are a real Christian or not.
在使徒保罗啊，要弟兄姐妹把爱当作更大的恩赐来切切追求以前呢，我们也都知道，爱是主耶稣给认识他的人的命令。
Before Apostle give us the command of love, actually this is also the command Jesus Christ gave to his disciples.
马太福音的二十二章三十七节，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这 这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
Matthew 22 verse 37, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself, all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
因此呢，我们每一个认识神的弟兄姐妹呢，都有爱的恩赐。
Therefore, for those of us who know God should have the gift of love from God.
并且能够活出爱，否则就不认识神。
And we should be able to live out the love, otherwise we don't know God.
那么一定有人会问啊，难道不认识神的人就没有爱吗？
And then some people might ask, what about those people who do not know God? Does that mean that they don't have love at all?
我们难道就看不见有许多有爱心的非基督徒吗？
Don't you see that there are a lot of non-Christians who show a lot of love?
那如果你在你的心中有这样的疑问呢，就更加有必要，通过哥林多前书的十三章来认识从神来的爱。
And if you have such questions, then you probably should try to understand the love that is mentioned in the First Corinthians there.
和世俗的爱到底有什么不同啊？
To distinguish the love that is mentioned in the Bible and the love that ordinary people have.
那也更需要用这段圣经来检查我们心中的爱是从神来的纯正的爱呢，还是世上的人所定义所推崇的爱呢？
And you should use the scriptures to examine in your heart whether your love is really from God or from a secular world.
哥林多前书十三章可以大致分成三个部分。
Roughly, in this passage that we read, it can be separated into three parts.
第一部分是一到三节，讲的是爱的重要和价值。
The first part is from verse 1 to 3, talks about the value of love.
第二部分是四到七节，讲的是爱的定义和内容。
The second part is from verse 4 to 7, it talks about the definition of love.
第三部分是八到十三节，讲的是爱的超越和无限。
And from verse 8 to 13, it's transcendence of love.
尽管这一章圣经的内容是许多弟兄姐妹都很熟悉的，
Even though the content might be familiar to a lot of brothers and sisters,
但我们知道神的话语是活泼的，每一次读，每一次思想都会有新的收获。
But we know that the words of the Lord is lively, and each time that we read it, we would have different understanding.
那今天就请大家和我耐心的一起再来思想这一段圣经的经文。
So today, I would like to ask you to read this scripture, Impatient and Love, with me again.
让我们先来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，
Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你通过圣经把你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you for granting us your words through Bible.
在我们读你的话语、思想你的话语、讲论你的话语的时候，求你的圣灵来鉴察我们，引导我们。
When we read and meditate upon your words, may your spirit examine our heart.
让所有的我听的都同感于您，明白你的真道。
So that whoever speak or listen would understand your words in one spirit.
让你的旨意行在我们中间，如同行在天上。
May your will work among us as in heaven.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们先来看爱的重要和价值。
Let us talk about the value and importance of love.
哥林多前书十三章一到三节这样说。
In First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1,
我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的钹一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够衣衫，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我物矣。
This is a passage we read before, and it's shown on the screen.
那这第一节，这一节的经文呢，说爱的价值是超越方言和口才。
It mentioned in verse 1 that the gift of love transcends tongue.
那方言或口才是我没有的，却是非常羡慕的恩赐。
So I'm talking about tongue and eloquence. That is something that I don't have, and really I long for it.
那我在我的工作的简历上我写啊，我会说中文，会德文或英文。
In my job resume, I would say that I know Chinese, German, and English.
但我一样都说不好。
But in fact, I'm not really good at either of them.
我说的中文呢，普通话带有川味儿。
And in fact, my Mandarin has a strong accent from Sichuan.
那德文和英文的发音都不标准。
And my German and English pronunciations are not standard.
那我打电话要把我的英文姓名啊告诉对方的时候，别人常常把字母啊常常听不懂我说什么。
Each time when I was on phone and trying to tell the other party my name, spelling out the alphabets, a lot of times they would have trouble understanding it.
那我自己很惭愧，也非常的羡慕别人有这样，口才的恩赐，或说各种地方的方言的恩赐。
So I'm actually quite embarrassed, and usually I actually long for people who have the gift of tongue or actually just eloquence.
那我自己的口才就更不用提了啊。从小呢就不敢在人的面前说话。
There's not much to mention about my eloquence. Since I was very young, I was shy and I didn't talk to other people that much.
那今天讲到呢，我要把思想的稿子写下来，免得忘了。
And in fact, before I gave this sermon, I need to write down what I'm going to speak so that I won't forget.
有时没有稿子的话，我会天马行空的讲，到时候总结说不了。
And sometimes without written script, sometimes I would just be too excited and carry away and could not conclude.
感谢神的爱激励我，让我这个不配的人呢，也能够在这里传讲他的道。
But I thank God for His love. He encouraged me so that even though I'm unworthy, I still can preach His words here.
在第二节的前半部分说，爱的价值是超越先知讲道。就是解释神奥秘的能力，这也是我们许多人和其他的人啊求之不得的恩赐。
Verse 2 mentions the gift of prophecy, and it's a gift to fathom the mysteries of God. Of course, a lot of people would try to ask for it, but they may not be granted.
那在第二节的后半部分说的是爱的价值是超越能够移山的信心，这真的是了不得的恩赐。
The second half mentioned that the gift of love transcends the ability to move a mountain. Of course, this is incredible.
第三节讲的是爱的价值超越周济和舍己。
And verse 3 mentions that the gift of love transcends the willingness to give and to surrender their bodies.
那我们通常会把周济穷人呢，或者是为救他人来舍己的这样的当作一个爱的行动。
Usually we would say that the action of gift or self-denial is actually a reflection of love.
那这里却提醒我们说，这些表面上的看起来有爱心的行为啊，也可能不是出于真实的爱心。
But here it reminds us that these acts of love sometimes might not really come from a heart of love.
那对于接受周济的穷人和接受帮助的有危险的人来说啊，周济穷人和舍己救人的人呢，他们内心是怎么想，有什么样的目的啊，并不重要，他们慈善的行动啊，才是最重要的。
For the people at the receiving end of this gift and self-denial, they probably do not care the one who give what they think about.
然而呢，神不但要看我们的行为，也要还要查验我们的内心。
But God not just look at what we act, but actually examines our heart as well.
因此神啊，要求我们的行善不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
Therefore, God asks us when we do the good deeds, it's not out of reluctance, but out of pure heart.
那这里举例的这几个恩赐呢，都是非常的重要，大家非常羡慕的恩赐。
The gifts that we have just mentioned are very important, and actually, all of us, or most of us, probably long after.
但爱的价值呢，比这些都更重要。
But the value of love is more important than all of these.
所以说，爱是最大的恩赐。
Therefore, love is the greatest gift.
接下来我们要看爱的定义和内容。
In the following, we are going to look at the definition of love.
十三章四到七节这样说。
Chapter 13, verse 4 to 7.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
It's shown on the screen.
那当我们最初读到这一段圣经的经文的时候啊，难免会感到惊讶。
When we first read this passage, we will be surprised.
因为这圣经里面描述的爱啊，是从恒久忍耐开始，并以凡事忍耐结束。
Because it begins with patience and ends with perseverance.
恒久呢，表示时间的无限。
When you say patient, it means also, it also means, lasting.
凡事指的是范围的无边。
And always perseveres at the end means that there is no boundary to the scope.
中文的忍这个字啊，就是在心上放一把尖刀。
So the Chinese character for patient actually is composed of two characters.On top is a knife, above the heart, which is the bottom half.
表示这个爱啊，有伤心的痛。
It means that the weary patience might means sadness, or sometimes you might be hurt.
那我们通常把爱与喜欢等同。
A lot of times we would identify love with the like.
我们渴望的爱情呢？通常都是充满幸福、快乐和浪漫情调的。
The love usually people long for involves happiness and also romance.
伤心的痛啊，似乎是爱失去以后才有的结果。
People are sad only when the love is lost.
但然而，忍耐在圣经这里啊，把它当成了爱的最基本的要素。
But here the patience.It's what the Bible regarded as the basic ingredient or quality of love.
那这也让我明白了为什么诗人总结出的这个婚姻是爱情的坟墓这样的名言啊。
So this gives me another enlightenment about these familiar idiom that the marriage is the tomb or the end of love.
因为世上的人所定义的爱里面没有恒久忍耐和凡事忍耐的要素。
Because the love that is defined by secular world does not include patience and also perseverance.
当男人和女人在谈恋爱的时候，通常都把使人伤心的刀收藏了起来，尽量去讨对方的喜欢。一起去营造快乐的气氛和浪漫的情调。
So when a man and a woman are dating, usually they would hide the knife that is mentioned over here. In other words, you don't want to hurt each other. You want to create an atmosphere that is happy and romantic so that, you know, you would please each other.
当二人成为夫妻进入婚姻的时候，无花果树所编的叶子啊，遮不住自己的羞耻。
Once they become married, the scarf that is made of the flax leaf, as mentioned in the Bible, is no longer can cover their shamefulness.
罪恶的尖刀就亮出来，彼此伤害对方的心。
And then the knife will be shown, and they will hurt one another.
如果没有恒久忍耐和凡事忍耐，所渴望的结婚以后的幸福快乐的生活或浪漫的情调。很快就会被伤得荡然无存。
If there is no patience and perseverance, the love and the romance that you have before marriage usually would go away pretty soon after the daily life chores.
那婚姻就因此变成了爱情的坟墓。
And then the marriage would become the end of love.
这个恒久忍耐和凡事忍耐的心，不是能够从罪人的身上生出来的。恒久忍耐或凡事忍耐的心，不是能够从罪人的身上生出来的。
Patience and also perseverance, these type of qualities cannot grow out of a sinner.
我们中国人啊，把没有爱心的人通常称为是铁石心肠的人。
A lot of times Chinese would call these people, the people without patience or perseverance, as a person with an iron heart.
圣经里面主耶稣在解释为什么摩西当年呢容许以色列人休妻的时候说，也是因为他们心硬。
So even Jesus, when he mentioned in the scripture why Moses allowed Israelites to divorce, he mentioned that the reason is that because people have a stone heart.
铁石的心肠的硬心是没有包容或忍耐的。
Iron heart or stone heart means that people do not have patience or perseverance.
神在旧约圣经应许他的选民是在以西结书的36:26说，我要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
So it was prophesied in the, well, it was mentioned in some scriptures in the Old Testament that I'm going to take away, the Lord said, I'm going to take away your stone heart, but will give you a heart of flesh.
主耶稣在十字架上的死和三日以后的复活成就了神的应许。
The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ on the cross fulfills the prophecy of the Lord.
让信靠他的人啊，灵魂苏醒，将我们的实性去掉，赐给我们肉心。
So that for those of us who trust in him, his soul, his or her soul will be resurrected, and then he will be granted the heart of flesh instead of heart of stone.
有了基督为教会舍己的爱，才可能有丈夫对妻子的恒久忍耐和凡事忍耐的爱心。
It's because of the sacrificing love of Jesus Christ towards the church that the husband might have sacrificed themselves for their wives.
圣经要求啊，丈夫要像基督爱教会那样爱自己的妻子，也要求教会里的弟兄姐妹彼此相爱。
The Bible asks husbands to love their wives in the same way as Christ loved the church, and also demand the brothers and sisters in the church to love one another.
在教会里的弟兄姐妹啊，都是蒙恩得救的罪人，都不完全，都有这样那样毛病。
The brothers and sisters in the church are redeemed sinners. They all are imperfect and have different types of problems.
那在教会里面彼此相处的时候，难免有意无意的会受伤。
When they interact with one another intentionally or unintentionally, they will be hurt by one another.
神在圣经里启示给我们的爱啊，不是彼此喜欢就在一起，不喜欢就分掉分道扬镳的这样的世俗的爱。
The love that is revealed for us from the Bible is not a love that when you like each other, then you stay together. Otherwise, you will separate. This is secular love.
而是呢，尽管心里受了伤，也不逃避，仍然持守在婚姻里，仍然坚持在教会里，恒久忍耐。
But rather that even if you are hurt, you still persevere and don't escape, stay in the marriage or and in the church.
神把我们弟兄姐妹放在不美满的婚姻里，不完美的教会里，为的就是要我们操练恒久忍耐和凡事忍耐的爱心。
God put us in a marriage that is not perfect, in a church that is not perfect, so that we can discipline.Discipline this knowledge of patience and also perseverance.
在十三章的四节这里说，爱是又有恩慈。
And then it also mentioned that the love here is kindness.
这个呢，我们比较容易明白，就是有慈爱、有怜悯的去恩待人、去帮助人。
This is easier to understand. It just means to love one another or help another person with kindness.And a compassion.
主耶稣在世上的时候花了许多的功夫去帮助人，去恩待人，为我们立下了好的榜样，我们也要追随他的脚踪行。
In his short life in this world, Jesus Christ actually spent a lot of time helping others with compassion, and this is a good example for us.
十三章四节又说，爱是不嫉妒。
It also mentioned that love does not envy.
网上的心理学大词典这样解释说，嫉妒是与别人比较，发现自己在才能、名誉、地位或境遇等方面不如别人而产生的一种由羞愧、愤怒、怨恨等组成的复杂的心情绪状态。
According to Online Dictionary of Psychology, it mentioned that envy is actually a complex emotionalsituation which happens because you feel that you are not as good as others, whether it's in fame, money-wise, or in whatever things that you have.
圣经里面多处讲到嫉妒的危害，比如说在箴言的14:30这样说，心中的安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
It's mentioned in the Old Testament in many places where the emptiness would cause us. It says that in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones.
嫉妒是人失去了心中的平安，首先伤的是自己的身体，还可能进一步引发恶行呢，去伤害别人。
Envy actually is harmful to our body because actually our health may be affected, and also we might impose it on other people.
箴言的23:10这样说：你心中不要嫉妒罪人，只要终日敬畏耶和华。
Proverbs 23:17 it said, "Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be jealous for the fear of the Lord."
那如果我们认识神丰富的恩典和罪人可怕的结局呢，我们就不会嫉妒他，而是去怜悯他。
And if we know the abundant grace of the Lord and also the dreadful ending of sinners, then we won't envy them, but rather to have mercy on them.
那在马可福音、在罗马书和加拉太书等等啊，许多的地方的圣经经文的当中呢，把嫉妒列入了人所犯的罪恶的清单。
In the book of Mark, Romans, and also Galatians, and many other places, it was listed, envy was listed as in the list of sin.
因此呢，我们犯了嫉妒的罪的时候呢，就要认罪悔改，求神赦免，并靠着圣灵来帮助我们胜过这样的罪。
Therefore, if we fell into the trap of enviness, we should try to repent and ask Holy Spirit to work with us so that we can be pleasing to Him.
那在13:4这里说，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
In chapter 13, verse 4, it said, "Love is not boasting; it's not of boast."
那也就是我们要学习的主耶稣柔和谦卑的样式。
It means that we should learn the meekness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那13:5讲的是，爱是不做害羞的事。
Here he mentioned in chapter 13, verse 5, that love is not rude. In other Bibles, it's mentioned as it's not dishonor to other people.
害羞的事就是不得体、不适当的行为。通常呢，我们是需要掩盖起来，不让大家知道的事情。
It means that it's inappropriate. Sometimes we should cover it for other people so that it's not made known to other people.
但是我们知道，我们瞒得过人呢，瞒不过神。
But we should know that even though we can cover it up from people, we can never be able to cover it from our Lord.
因此呢，我们需要努力的不去做害羞的事。
And therefore, we should not try to commit or act in shameful stuff.
第五节还说，爱是不求自己的益处。
Verse 5 it also mentioned that love is not self-seeking.
我想这里不是不要我们做对自己有益处的事情。
It doesn't mean that we should not do anything that is beneficial to ourselves.
而是在与他人的利益发生冲突的时候啊，情愿自己吃亏。
But it's rather that when there is a conflict of benefit with other people, you will rather take the lower path.
不要求自己的益处，来要求别人的益处。
In the sense that you don't ask for your own goodness, but rather to be beneficial to other people.
在13:5这里说，爱是不轻易发怒。
And it also mentioned that love does not anger.
不轻易发怒，不是说我们不能够发怒。
It is not easily angered. It doesn't mean that you cannot be angry.
当主耶稣看到圣殿成为贼窝的时候，当使徒保罗看到哥林多教会在容忍淫乱的时候，他们都发过怒。
We remember that in the Bible description there, when Jesus saw that the holy temple is almost like a den of thieves, and also when Paul looked at the Corinthians, the church of Corinthians, and saw that actually they allow adulteries over there in the church, they are anger.
但那都是极少数的情况。
But these are very rare situations.
保罗在提摩太前书的二章八节对男人的期望是：我愿男人无愤怒、无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
In the First Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, Paul said that I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger and disputing.
在雅各书的一章二十节，给出了不轻易发怒的理由，就是因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
And in James chapter 1 verse 20, it gives out the reason that you should not be angered easily. It says that for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires.
诗篇的三十七篇第八节指出了发怒可能导致的危险。他说，当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。
Psalm chapter 37 verse 8, it mentioned the possible dangers of anger. It says that refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret; it leads only to evil.
以弗所书的四章二十六节劝告我们在有理由发怒的时候呢，能够自我节制。这样说的，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26, it encourages to exercise self-refrain when we are angry. It says that in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
但愿这些圣经的经文能够帮助我们不轻易的发怒。
May these scriptures help us not to anger easily.
在十三章五节还说，爱是不计算人的恶。
Chapter 13 verse 5, it also mentioned that it keeps no record of wrongs.
那主耶稣在马太福音的六章十四到十五节教导我们说，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
It's mentioned in Matthew chapter 6 verse 14, for if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
十三章的六节说，爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Chapter 13, verse 6 is that love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
当我们在讲爱的时候，通常是说我们要接纳人。
When we talk about love, usually we said that we should accept other people.
但根据这个不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理的原则呢，有时候弃绝人呢，也是对他的爱。
So according to the scripture, that love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It means that sometimes give up a person can be a representation of love as well.
在哥林多前书的第五章的前面，使徒保罗要求哥林多教会把行淫乱的人呢赶出去，这是因为对他的爱。
So it's mentioned by Paul in First Corinthians chapter 5 that sometimes we should just drive away people and give them to Satan so that hopefully they could repent.
Yeah. 在五章五节，保罗这样说，要把这样的人啊交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体，使他的灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。
So the scripture is like this: Hand this man over to Satan, so that the sinful nature may be destroyed and his spirit saved on the day of the Lord.
保罗这样做一个目的呢，是要保持教会的圣洁；第二个目的是要想让那个行淫乱的人呢，知道自己有罪，以至于能够悔改，最终得救。
There are two reasons for Paul to say this. First of all, to make sure that the church will remain holy. Secondly, that the person who committed the sin may repent and get back to the Lord.
那针对这个类似的情况呢，保罗给教会立了一个规矩，是在哥林多前书五章十一节。
So because of this, Paul actually gave us some guidelines on what to do in the church.
但我如今写信给你们说，若有称为弟兄是行淫乱的，或贪婪的，或拜偶像的，或辱骂的，或醉酒的，或勒索的， 这样的人不可与他相交。
So I'm going to write to you for those people who call themselves brothers, but they are adulterers or they worship idols or they are drunk or things like that. You shouldn't interact with them, not to eat with them.
就是与他吃饭都不可。
Actually, you shouldn't have meal with them together.
Yeah. 对于这些现在最终的不悔改的弟兄姐妹们啊，教会不接纳他们是出于对他们的爱，为要让他们知道必须认罪悔改才会被接纳，成为基督身体的一部分。
For these brothers and sisters who fell in sin and do not repent, the reason the church do not accept them is actually due to the love for them. The reason is that hopefully they could understand and they would know their sin and repent, so that they could become received as a part of the body of Christ.
那十三章七节这里讲到，爱是凡事包容。
Chapter 13, verse 7, it says that it always protects.
那包容的意思，我查了一下，那个圣经的原文说的是遮盖不伸张的意思。
And actually, this word protect in the original Greek language, it means that we cover it up, but we do not try to publicize it.
我想如果我们读圣经，稍稍花一点时间，我们都会读到这个挪亚醉酒的故事。它是在这个圣经的前面的创世纪的第九章。
You should remember the, in the Old Testament, it mentioned about an instance of Noah when he was drunk.
我们且不评论挪亚该不该喝醉酒而失态怒处羞耻。
Let us not mention at this point whether Noah could get drunk.
要知道弟兄姐妹如果是彼此的熟悉彼此的亲密往来的时候啊，难免会发现别人有些羞耻不愿意让人知道的事情。
We should understand that when brothers and sisters are familiar and close to each other, we will know others' things that are probably shameful and not to be known to other people.
那圣经在创世纪的九章二十二节、二十三节这样说，迦南的父亲韩看见他父亲迟生，就到外面告诉他两个弟兄，于是闪和雅夫拿件衣服搭在肩上倒推着进去给他父亲盖上，他们背着脸就看不见父亲的迟生。
It's recorded in Genesis chapter 9 verse 22, the Cain, his son Ham saw that his father is naked, and he went out to tell his two brothers, but his two brothers Shem and Japheth just come back and use some clothes to cover their father and get back without looking at his father's body.
闪和雅夫的行为所显明的就是一种包容的爱。
The action of Shem and Japheth is an act of love.
迦南的父亲韩所行的是张扬人的羞耻，不但得罪了父亲，更是得罪了神，因此受到咒诅，祸及子孙。
So Cain's son Ham, what he did actually is kind of publicizing the shame of man. It's sin against his father and also against God.
我们不是说要包容人的罪，而是要以真实的爱去真实的爱心去帮助被过犯所胜的人。那至于怎么样去指出人的错误好去帮助他呢，圣经里面有清楚的教导，那今天就时间的关系就不细说了。
We are not saying that we should just let sin have its way, but rather that we would use our love to help the people who sometimes are overcome by sin. And how to work it out, we don't have time to mention it here, but there are clear biblical instructions about that.
凡事相信呢，是指对神的信靠。
Always trust means that the trust in the Lord.
尽管教会的弟兄姐妹啊，不一定可靠，但相信我的主也是他的主，因此呢，弟兄姐妹也有彼此的信任。
Even the brothers and sisters in the church might not be always trustworthy, but because we trust in the Lord and they are also the son and daughters of the Lord, we should trust them as well.
凡事盼望是能够忍耐的一个秘诀。
Always home is actually the secret to be able to always trust.
当约伯在极度的痛苦的当中啊的时候，替我们问了一个问题，说：我有什么力气使我等候？我有什么结局使我忍耐？
When Job is in great pain, he asked, actually he asked a question for us. How can I, in Job chapter 6 verse 11, how can I have the strength to wait? What type of endings is going to make me be patient?
那雅各书对约伯的忍耐呢做了一个评论，他说在五章十一节，那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
This is the conclusion of James to Job's perseverance in the book of James, where in chapter 5 verse 11 he says that for those people in the past who exercise perseverance, we will call that they are blessed. You have heard about the perseverance of Job, and you know that the ending the Lord has given to him. It shows that God, our Lord, is full of compassion and love.
约伯暂时不知道主给他的结局，仍然能够忍耐下去是极不容易的事情。
For Job, he did not know the ending during his lifetime, but he still could have perseverance. It's really not easy.
然而呢，我们已经知道自己所盼望的结局，忍耐起来就比较容易了。
And for us, we know the ending of our perseverance. It's easier for us to exercise.
而第十三章的八到十三节啊，讲的是爱的超越和无限。
Chapter 13, verse 8 to 13 talks about the transcendence of love.
我们先来看八到十二节。
Let us first read verse 8 to 12.
爱是永不止息，先知讲道之能终必归于无有，说方言之能终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限，等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。我们做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道了，如同主知道我一样。
What is read is on the screen again.
第八节说，爱是永不止息。
Verse 8 says that love never fails.
那其他的恩赐，比如说是讲道、方言和知识呢，终必归于无有。
Other gifts, like the gift of prophecies, would cease.
九到第十节呢，给出的原因就是说，我们现在的知识和能力都是有限的，将来要用完全的代替有限的。
From the verse 9 actually tells us the reason. It says that our ability or gifts are limited. At the end, the imperfect things will go away.
第十一节、十二节呢，用了两个比喻，一个是孩子与成人的比喻，另外一个是镜子里面的影像或真实物之间的比喻，来让我们明白啊，用完全的代替有限的必要性。
So there are two analogies mentioned in verse 11. It talks about a trial and also talks about the image in the mirror.
十三章的十三节呢，对这一章做了一个总结，说：如今长存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
A conclusion is given in verse 13. It said, "And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love."
我们如果继续往下读，看到十四章的第一节，使徒保罗啊，再次的提醒我们，你们要追求爱。
If we read along the Bible in the book of 1 Corinthians, you will see that in chapter 14, verse 1, it said, "Follow the way of love."
那我们因为今天的时间的关系，只能呢匆匆的把这一章的圣经看一遍。
Because of time limitation, we can only read this scripture briefly.
盼望弟兄姐妹啊，常常的读这一章的圣经，更加深刻的认识从神来的爱，并且能够活出爱。
I hope that brothers and sisters can read this Bible over and over again, so that we can exercise the love from the Lord.
如果感觉到自己没有爱，或者是说没有足够的爱，就要去追求、去切莫爱。
If you do not have love or feel that you are lack of love, you should try to actively seek for it.
如果我们去追求其全部，神一定用他的爱来充满我们。
If we seek for it, the love of our God will fill us.
我们也要用这一章圣经来仔细的查验，我们所拥有的爱是否是从神而来的纯正的爱。
And we should also use the scriptures to examine in our heart whether the love that we have is from God or from secular world.
从这一章的四到七节，我们可以看到，爱是体现在人与人相处的关系的当中。
From verse 4 to 7, we can see that love actually is shown during the interaction among people.
我们爱神呢，是通过爱人表现出来的。
And the way that we love God actually is manifested through the love to other people.
那这一章圣经也告诉我们，爱是永不止息的，存到永远。
And it also tells us that love could last forever.
我们教会的这个宝贵之处啊，就是我们不但在天上大家都要再相聚，我们之间彼此的相爱呢也存到天上，这就是我们在地上积攒的财宝。
One precious thing about the church is that our love not just appear in this world, but actually it will store in the heaven, and this is actually one of the greatest treasure of the church.
如果我们不明白这一点的话，我们就是迟生的、瞎眼的、贫穷的。
If we don't understand this, we are just like naked, blind, or poor.
只有人数没有爱的教会，只有经费没有爱的教会，也都是如此。
Similarly, if you have a church without love, with a large number of congregation, or a church with no love but a lot of funding, it's just a similar situation.
我们无论做什么，如果结果啊是使我们的爱受到了亏损呢？我们做的再对也都是错的。
No matter what we do, if at the end our love is diminished, then no matter how the outcome appears, we would always be losing.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱怜悯的天父上帝。
Our Heavenly Father.
感谢你爱我们，甚至将你的独生子耶稣基督赐给我们，让我们这些相信的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We thank you because you love us and actually you grant us your only Son, Jesus Christ.Who died for us so that we would not perish and actually could have eternal life.
感谢你使我们的灵魂苏醒，把我们的实心换成了肉心，使我们重新有了爱的能力。
We thank you because let our soul relive again and actually grant us a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone.
当我们对照圣经省察自己的时候，常常的感到对配偶、对家人。对教会的弟兄姐妹，对邻舍，对朋友，没有足够的爱心。
When we examine our heart through the Bible, we usually would observe that we don't have enough love towards our spouse, our church, our neighbors, or our friends.
求你用你的爱来充满我们，让我们活出你的爱。
May your love fill us so that we can live out the love from you.
让世人看到我们彼此相爱，就知道你在我们中间。
So that when people look at the church and see that people love one another, then they know that you are with us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.